This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Below Deck fans, welcome to Season 4, Episode 13. We're near the end, but we have one more episode to go, Waking the Resting Bitch Face. Ben and Emily will join us tonight. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I don't know how to dance this.
Slow, yeah, let's take it slow. Take it slow.
We should just make our getting ready bitch faces.
Okay, now feel it.
Don't you have a getting ready bitch face too?
I do.
100%. I'm like,
it's always the duck face, you know?
Yeah, and you make like these eyes that are like squinty.
They're it's like the smize mixed with the duck face. You're just like,
yes, that's a thing.
Almost Zoolanderish, but not so like, you know?
I feel like you learned so much on this show.
That's
Michael.
What I'm doing. I'm right now learning.
He's absorbing everything.
I am.
So when he encounters it for the first time.
And I hope you guys at home are too.
That's what I meant.
All right.
Well, hello.
Mike Rips is back.
I am. Let's introduce ourselves. I am Michael Rippey. You can find me on social media at Mike Rips, joined by the lovely ladies that are.
Hi, Angela Struck here. You can find me on Twitter at TheAngelaStruck and on Instagram and Snapchat at Angela Struck.
Hey, everyone. It's Maddie, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Maddie Says This. Slay. I did that just for Mike Rips because he was ripping me for saying slay.
Maddie is slaying all day.
All day.
Always.
It's exhausting, you guys. Just like this episode was exhausting.
Yes. Can we talk about Kate's side boob, though, in the first scene?
Oh, my God. I mean,
that was
Rocket on the red carpet, yeah. Not on national television. Like, that was, yeah. I was surprised Bravo allowed
that's
that,
a lot.
You know?
That was almost
we got a lot of that. But...
Okay, so just so you know, welcome into the episode, guys. Ben and Emily are going to call in, so we're going to talk to them at some point tonight. And
Bemily.
They are, okay,
they
cool.
are, Bemily.
Yeah, hashtag Bemily.
Bemily. On tonight's episode, though, Kate's super frustrated. The girls can't keep their radios? What's with that?
I don't know. That seems ridiculous. Like, why are they just, like, falling apart at the end here? I understand that you're frustrated, but it's just making everyone's life difficult. Just keep it together.
Is it senioritis?
Yeah. Probably, yeah. I mean, everyone's at the end of, you know, the fuse. Like, it's about to just go off because everyone has some sort of quarrel with somebody else. And, like, literally all the shit talking that went on tonight, it was just like,
everyone
oh, my
is
God,
aggravated
it's too
at
much.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Literally, I think the worst, you know, I've watched every single season of Below Deck, and I think this is the worst I've ever seen it at the end. Like, everyone hates everyone. I'm just about
so
at this
too.
Point.
I mean, I feel like... The guys are kind of ganging up on Sierra, and Sierra, or Kate's kind of ganging up on Sierra and Emily.
The interior's at the exterior.
And then Ben's
exterior.
Ganging up on Kate. It's like it's a weird, crazy yacht web.
There's a lot of frustration going on. But tell us what you guys think at home in the live chat or in the comments when you see this. Shouldn't it be easier by the end because you've had the practice, you guys have kind of like fine-tuned everything? Even though you're ready to go home, shouldn't it be easier to get the tasks done?
Well, it's funny you say because like they fine-tuned and Sierra even mentioned like Kate's never had a problem with us until now. So yeah, they have everything fine-tuned up until now. So it's kind of like what hit all of them that maybe we didn't see that they're all just kind of like... I'd gaff, you know?
The only other question I have is Kate bringing this up for drama? You know what I mean? Because her storyline has been a little dull this season. Like, let's be honest. She hasn't really offered that much. She had her love affair with Ro that came on, but it really wasn't that. She hasn't actually offered that much. I mean, she does her job well, but she had no drama with the girls all season. Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel like... This was like a last-ditch effort to add a little bit of drama, honestly, because it just seemed like it was coming out of nowhere.
Well, is it her trying to find her way now that her and Ben's relationship is kind of fallen by the wayside.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, she does not have her storyline with Ben anymore, which, you know, was kind of her key part in the past season. So maybe she's like, I need something going on here so I stay relevant and part drama. Of the show. I mean, you know, right now. She definitely knows what she's doing around the camera. She makes her snarky, funny comments. So I wouldn't put it past her to be like, maybe something here on this last charter to keep it interesting.
But I can also see where maybe, like, yes, drama for sure, but like how she was getting annoyed with the other Stews because they were not like paying attention. They were
leaving,
fooling around, and then like the way Sierra just started talking down to her about the whole tying the walkie talkie, and she like ripped it off, and Kate was like, "What are you doing?" She goes, "I'm just making it more comfortable for myself."
Sierra drives me insane. She's so passive aggressive, and that is like my worst.
Yeah, and she claims to be this like yogi. She's like inner energy and peace, but yet she's so passive aggressive.
Yeah,
so snarky, bitchy, like.
And she also left the walkie-talkie not in the crew cabin, but like in a guest cabin. That would be very awkward to
if
find
you were the guest and then hear them.
Yeah, like talking it's about just not the guest. Appropriate.
So what do we think about the radio tying? Did we think and tell us what you guys think at home? Did you think that Kate tying the radio to her wrist, was that overboard? Because she talks about it as punishment, kind of teasing, but like serious about it. Did you think that was too much, or did you think that was deserved for because Sierra can't keep the radio?
I think Sierra is a space cadet. I think that she needed a bit of a talking to, but that particular punishment was a bit condescending, a bit demeaning, and I think it came off the wrong way. But Sierra should take it because this is her superior. And she was like, I get what you're doing, but don't go too far. It's like, girl, actually, you can go as far as I want. Yeah. You're not doing your job well. In fact, the entire crew is starting to have an issue with you.
Yeah, like, not it's just not just Kate. Me. Yeah.
Like, Kelly, Kyle, everybody's getting pretty
Nico even kind of just, like, says comments, but he doesn't have any
and
beef with
Ben
her.
Had issues with her earlier when she was helping, remember, in the kitchen. Oh, like, yeah, she's just, like, so a little...
Yeah.
Well,
you know.
What did we think about Emily? Because we know that Kate's having issues with Sierra, but she's also kind of having issues with Emily, and that's probably due to Emily's distraction with Ben.
But I think that Kate is annoyed at Emily because
I think she's involved. I mean, Emily has really good intentions. Like, she never talked back. As soon as Kate said something, she was on it. Yeah. She never lost her walkie-talkie after... Well, she did leave it the one time.
But once. I mean, I that think was Emily seems like she's still really on top of it.
Yeah. You know, like, she knows, okay, I've kind of overstepped my boundaries.
She's not on top of it when she's got the... She doesn't have the radio and she's making out with Ben,
On Charter, she's on top of it from what I saw. I think that was when they were getting ready for the guests
to come.
That
was when they were getting ready.
And it's not, you know, an excuse, but I haven't found her to be so frustrating. I think that Kate is just annoyed with the Emily situation and feeling like her friend has been taken over by somebody that's
this
working for her.
Younger girl just, that's cute, British,
bubbly,
I definitely think that that plays into it, but I definitely do think that Emily making out with Ben frequently, or at least what they're showing us, is leading a little bit to some of a distraction from Emily and the radio.
In Emily's defense, we don't know if that radio, if Kate was calling to her at that exact moment when they were making out.
For like the storyline. For the storyline, that's kind of how it was.
Well, what did we think about Kate when she talked about her getting ready face, where she said it lies somewhere between resting bitch face and ugly duck face? Is that
true? It's totally a thing.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. Okay.
Yeah, do it. Come and show us. This is stimulating right now.
you make a face. So it's like, definitely you're
you
like
kind of look how angry, am I gonna look and then you're like, oh my god, I'm so pretty. Okay, let's go.
Doing your Zoolander.
I don't like that,
why don't you tell us in the comments who did it better and what you thought about their faces?
I wasn't even trying.
We'll try.
Please let's not do that because
I go cross-eyed when I do my makeup.
Who's the ugly one on the right or whatever? Except you're the right on the camera, so.
Let's move to Kelly for a second because we learned something about we learn about Kelly and him talking about dating a 42-year-old.
Yes,
what'd you think about that?
That was so weird.
You know what? Hey, good for him.
No,
switch
I mean
it up,
for sure.
Try new flavors.
But
try
that's
different
like
things.
Almost 20 years. That's a lot.
What's your limit on that?
I actually. Like,
what's good and what's not good?
I don't know. I've never dated
years,
like a guy
years?
That's like that much older.
But you're cool with it, Madison?
Oh, not for me personally.
Not you personally, but I mean, do you think it's weird?
No, like, I mean, it's like the same thing with Kyle. Like, you know,
to each their own.
Yes,
to each their own, for sure.
If that's what you want to try out, try it out. If you don't like it, okay, you tried it. You don't have to go back to it.
Do you know what seems weird about it to me is Kelly is even now so young and naive feeling that I'm like,
But isn't Kelly
26
like,
would have been like?
I can't even imagine.
Puppy dog.
Well,
like,
yeah, and
most
if you have like this older woman,
yeah,
who
I feel like
wow,
she would be like whipping him,
she's
like
successful.
Kelly,
come here, boy.
Come here, Marine. Yeah,
Marine. I forgot he was a Marine. Yeah. Anyway, so
it is the last charter. So we meet the last charter guests, who are former models.
Yeah,
and they're called the Good Life Gals.
Which
can I be a Good Life girl when I am like 40?
Thank you. I love their energy, their positivity. Like, they're just so happy to be there, and I just could not stand how Kate was hating it. It's like, okay, maybe you need a little bit of Good Life gal in you. Like, smile. The world is like, life's too short. Be happy. Try to find a happy place for yourself.
Boom. And guess what epiphany I had during this show?
What?
Kate is becoming captain.
Oh.
Did you guys realize that? Like, she is becoming this scowl face that's just, like, standing
miserable
in the corner, like,
that's,
and, like, bitchy. And it's like, girl, like, don't hate on everybody. Like, I love her dry, funny sense of humor. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's snarky. It's smart. She's witty. But don't hate on everybody. You know, you can kind of have
nothing to you, but come onto the boat for the last charter, which they paid for, and this is your job,
and
they've done
nice.
Nothing wrong to you, you know?
Yeah, I just was like, cool it a little bit.
So, what did you think about their photo shoot, the girls? The ladies?
I thought they were cute. I think, go for them.
We
they're feeling
really get
sexy.
See a lot.
We didn't get a lot, but we did see the photo shoot in their...
I mean, damn, if I look that good at 40,
I look that good at that age.
I want to look that good now. Well, we're not going to get into that. That's another episode. Another day.
Another day. Slay. Was it weird? I found this weird. And tell us what you guys think. And James, if there's a live chat, can we get that? Tell us what you think in the comments, too. Is it weird that only the girls seem to be losing their radios? There doesn't seem to be an issue with the guys.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because it was
Because it's Lauren, it's Sierra, it's Emily. Only Kate has her radio. Is there something there?
Yes.
Like, why can't the girls keep their radios?
I don't know. You're not a woman, so you wouldn't understand this. But putting them, I don't know if you've worn one before, but radios are, like, heavy on your
first
clothes.
Off, where were you
wearing
one?
Tennis
and why?
I don't even know where I have. Maybe, like, working on set or something. I can't really remember, but I've worn them. Oh, no. You know
chunky.
What I'm relating to? A mic pack.
Okay.
Okay.
And they, like, pull your clothes, you know, down. Like, I could imagine on that,
like,
skirt, it's
on that
very annoying.
Skirt. Yeah.
And, like, men, I feel like they're bigger. Their chest, like, holds it up better or something.
Their chest? Their chest is down here?
Like,
they're
fuller
waist?
Or something. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
I feel like
they've got,
it
like,
would,
the belt and all that stuff that
exactly.
they can hook
a
it
belt,
on to.
Yeah.
You know, well, okay. Emily's losing hers because of Ben. Sarah's losing hers because she's a space cadet. Lauren, as she said, it's the last charter, so I don't give a shit.
She doesn't care.
So, there you go. That's why they're losing them.
Slay.
But Kyle seems to be able to keep his.
Yeah, Kyle's not a girl.
I know, but I'm just saying, Kyle
is
like, he's ready to go home because he's in the same position as Sierra in the sense that he's over it. He's ready to kind of get off the ship, but he can keep his. I just don't understand why.
Sierra is a space cadet. Like, she literally, her head is in the cloud 24/7. Like,
it wasn't attached to her body.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of Sierra, she gets into it not just with Kyle, but also with Kelly. So let's delve into that, but... Are we Team Kyle, Team Sierra, or what? Where
I'm
are we?
I'm Team
Kyle.
Kyle.
Team Kyle.
100%. Yeah. Kyle's awesome.
Are you guys Team Kyle out there?
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, no, Team Kyle, because, I mean, granted, he might be holding a little bit, like, of pent-up aggression towards that whole date, just a little bit.
Right, because he gets frustrated by the way she's chewing, which does seem like a reach, but I think it's just the buildup of everything causing him to be frustrated about anything. But it was kind of hypocritical of Sierra to say that that he takes any opportunity to belittle me when she was the one that told Kyle he was a child.
Mm-hmm. We had a comment in the live chat from Sky Patterson who says that the production is probably stealing the girls' radios, and that's definitely not true. Because remember when we spoke to the producer, the executive producer,
Nadine.
Just to let everybody know, we spoke to them, and they literally said they have no interaction. They don't mess with them at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you were there.
remember? What about if I choose, if I change the Team Kyle or Team Sierra to Team Kelly or Team Sierra? Still, where are we?
Wait, say that one more time.
Like,
slower.
You're on Team Kyle when it's Team Kyle, Team Sierra, but Sierra's also having issues with Kelly. So are you Team Kelly
still
or Team
Sierra?
Kelly.
Yeah, I'm on basically anybody that's not, anybody Sierra. Not Sierra.
Anyone that is wow. not named Sierra
but listen,
on the boat.
But listen,
I'm there,
it's
team.
Because she is passive aggressive, and I just think you have to work together, be nice.
Yeah.
You know?
So
do we have Ben and Emily here?
We do have Ben and Emily.
On the phone.
Okay, do you guys understand? You have now reached Hollywood couple status with the combined nickname. This is awesome.
You have Kate to thank for that.
Say
one.
Hello, Ben. Ben.
Ben.
Hello,
has,
Ben.
Oh, there you go.
What do you guys think of that? Do you like Bemily or do you hate it because Kate came up with it?
Well, actually, Kate did not come up with it. But, it's okay. I think it was injected by perhaps one of the producers, and I agreed upon it. But I don't think that's a Kate Chastain original.
Okay.
I'm sorry to disappoint everyone.
No. We just heard it from her mouth first. So we were like, okay, figured.
It's caught on. It's a good hashtag for now.
Yeah.
So thank you both for joining us on the second to last episode of our after show. And I got a question for you, Ben. What makes the last charter the hardest? And you too, Emily. What makes the last one so much harder than the earlier charters?
Okay. That's a really good question. And by the way, I love you, man. You're really cool. And I love your show, by the way, Off the Buzz. I don't even... you know the show even better than we do.
No, we do every week.
We're so amazed by your intel and recon. It's incredible. Anyway, so the last charter is the hardest because it's the last charter, as I said, but because, you know, everyone kind of gives up on the 11th hour. And you know, that's in my opinion, when you need to just kind of, like, bring in all forces and really make it great. And it's tough for people to do because it's that 11th wind, you know, and, like, it's tough to gather and... It's a hard one, and quite often it is the hardest charter.
Yeah. I have a question for you, Ben. You know, we've watched you for seasons on the show and seen you with different women, but it was clear once we finally saw you with Emily, that this was different. This was not the same relationships we've seen in the past. And I was just curious, because it kind of, we didn't see it unravel until, like, you decided to get her the flowers because you realized she hadn't, you know, been given flowers before. When was the moment that you thought, I'm kind of interested in her, she's something special?
Well, firstly, I thought she was very special because no one had ever given her flowers before. and secondly, I just think she's absolutely adorable, and we're so happy together.
Oh my god!
So cute.
By the way, you guys are getting mad love in our live chat. Yeah. Like, oh my god, I'm gonna cry. I love Ben and Emily. They're great. So,
oh yeah, there was one other thing. She was scantily clad one evening. I think she was wearing a dress that was donated or sponsored by one of the charter clients, and I happened to see her nipple. She leaned
Rabbit.
Down to get like a beverage or whatever for a guest, and I thought, holy smokes, this girl's pretty all right, you know what I mean?
Hey, that's William, Prince William,
or whatever, the professional facade. I just thought, wow, this girl is pretty classy and cool, and her nipples, like,
wow.
Emily, are you blushing right now? What's happening? How are you feeling with all this?
Sorry, hello.
You guys are like the British royalty. Isn't that what happened with Prince William and Kate? She was doing the fashion show and wearing a scantily clad dress. Yeah, so there you go. You're smooth. Our British royalty.
Very smooth.
Oh.
Ben.
Oh, it's a lovely title to have.
Ben,
I mean, we're just like super English, boarding school, the rest of it. I mean, it was unbelievable to meet a girl that kind of got me, and I was so privileged to find Emily on the show because she was just so amazing, and it brought me back to home, you know. And it had been a place where I was many years ago, and it kind of rekindled that. And it's still amazing to have her in America as well. We love America.
So, yeah, where are you, lovebirds, right now?
You guys are in Florida,
Emily, I see
right?
your post every day. So.
Well, we're kind of everywhere, but like we do base ourselves in Fort Lauderdale.
I was there last week.
It's not too shabby.
Are you seeing my boyfriend Bobby at all? JK. I said, well, Ben, have you guys seen Bobby Giancola, or however you say his last name?
Yeah, I've seen him Bobby's great. Chief of security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, tell him I said hi.
I will be sure to.
So it's really cute that you guys have found each other, and you seem to both be super happy. Now, are you going to be making roots in America, or are you going to go back to England, or where would you guys like to kind of stay for the near future?
Well, I'm kind of an alpha guy, and you probably know that. And I have a place on Las Olas, on the water, and Emily's very happy there. And hopefully, we can set something up, and Emily will be comfortable. And we want to go into business together. She's amazing. She's the yin to my yang.
Okay,
oh my gosh.
We can deal with that.
When are we going to get the Below Deck wedding special?
Well, let's hear more about that business, because that's interesting. You guys want to go into business together. What type of business?
Well, we do a lot of catering, a lot of exclusive events all throughout the U.S., but we also do a lot of product development, and we want our own brand, and we just had another call, and people love calling me when I'm live. We have very similar kind of dialects.
Interests.
Yeah,
we're both health coaches. We both want to go in that direction, and we're developing something
It's the understanding of food and where it's going to go within our culture, and we're right there on the same page.
Obviously, it's not really shown on the show about many of my interests and things, but we align on certain levels and we're working on those.
Is there potential for Bravo to do a spin-off that's just of your business, or just the show around you two?
I can't really speak for Bravo's interest, to be honest.
We wish we could.
if I could control them, it would be amazing. But I don't think I can, because they're too big. But yes, we're going to do our own thing, and it's really good. We're in a happy place.
A British cooking show? I can see so many possibilities.
we do a Facebook Live every Tuesday at 8
o'clock.
Oh, nice.
It's a working program.
We have a lot of fun with it. Yeah. We'd love to have you over one day.
Oh, my goodness. That'd be amazing.
All three of us.
We would love to.
You tell us when, because every single time that you've cooked a meal, it's come out tremendous, and everyone's reaction is always of just pure bliss.
Well, Michael and I are both from South Florida.
We're major
so.
Fans of you guys as well. We love the way you diagnose the show, and
you're
and
pretty much spot on.
We don't even know. I mean, I feel like you're kind of like background producers. I've seen a few of you guys, and
your predictions.
It's impressive. It's impressive.
Well, thank you.
Guys.
We love your show.
We love you. I mean, you guys are really hashtag relationship goals right now. It's so cute. I'm like smiling ear to ear listening.
So I guess we don't want to take too much of your time, but I guess the last thing, you've kind of talked about what your future plans are, but do you have anything else you want to promote, or where can some people kind of stay up to date after the show ends with you and all that?
Well, join us for our Facebook Live every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. We're going to be there. Join Chef Ben Robinson fan page, and we're going to be promoting a lot of things. I've got knives coming out. I have subscription boxes coming out.
Well,
with Emily. Listen, Emily. Babe.
They're so cheeky.
Emily's highly involved, and she's not just in background either. She's like, obviously, like right here, present. And we're gonna kill it. We're crushing it. We're flying all over the state. We're doing great events for everyone. We're launching products. And
one of our social media pages, we have Fit and like
together. But
yeah, go to chefannerobinson.com, go to the Facebook Live, and hey, guys, if you could come join us, it would be amazing. If you want a holiday, I'm not sure, maybe it gets cold in the winter where you are, so just come down to Fort Lauderdale.
I was there last week.
Ben.
My family all lives there, so I go there, and Michael's family lives there, too.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, we're both from South Florida.
Okay, let Maddie talk, because I'm actually going to be down there in the Keys in February, and I've already invited Bobby to come down and visit. So if you, Emily, and Bob all come down, we're going to slay the Keys. We're going to slay the Keys. We got a big house. You guys can stay in with us.
Wow. Like, I have so many questions for you guys because you diagnosed the show so sharply. I'm not sure even if this is the right time, maybe like a little personal thing. But, guys, you are really killing it, and we really appreciate being on your show tonight.
Awesome. Well, thanks for you guys coming on. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for staying up late.
Thank you.
And we wish you both, obviously, together, amazing ride, but also this business opportunity. I'm sure you guys will kill it because we've seen both of you, and we definitely have a lot of respect and love for both of you. So we're excited to see where this goes, and we're going to miss you definitely when you're not doing the show after it ends next week.
Yeah.
We'll still be tuning into Facebook Live, but it's the
absolutely
same thing that we've seen in the last episode.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think you're ever going to miss me. I think I'm going to be tied on to this shenanigans for a little bit more.
Okay.
I love it. See?
Stay tuned, all right?
I think that's a hint,
we're
everyone.
News and gossip. We love it.
There we go. Well, thank you, Bemily. You guys have a great night, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We love you. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye. All right. So awesome to have Ben and Emily. And just before we move on, let's see. You guys can find them at chefbenrobinson.com. You could catch them every Tuesday at 8 o'clock on their Facebook Live feed. So watch that, because I know next week is our last episode, and you're definitely going to want to see them moving forward.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in Ben withdrawal in like a week, so I'm going to need to tune into Facebook Live. How freaking cute are they?
Literally.
Can I just say that they're the cutest couple ever?
You could tell it's so genuine.
Tears.
That's like genuine love.
That is
really cute.
I bet they are saying the L word.
And also, you they're can catch them, follow them on social media. You can follow Emily, English Emily, at Emilia. I'll tweet these out. And also Ben Robinson, Chef. And we definitely appreciate Emily coming on multiple times a season. Finally, we got Ben. I know you guys weren't really sure what was going to happen there, but we got them. And
Okay.
So they weren't really sure that they were coming on, but they came on. I got that. Just so you know, I'm trying to get us maybe producer next week, plus maybe Kate and Captain. So we're going to have more people next week. So definitely tune in for our final episode next week.
Mike Rips. You slayed. Thank you for making that interview happen.
Also, I just want to say on the record, we're definitely going to try to go down there.
We need to plan our trip together.
I'm going down in February, if you guys want to go down in February.
We'll go together.
Yeah, absolutely, because if we get a chance to hang out with them, that'll be awesome.
Yes, please.
And no, but seriously, we just learned about this business thing that we learned a lot.
We just got some major exclusives, guys. Tweet us, let us know what your thoughts are.
TV exclusive.
Yeah. Exactly. So let us know. We learned about a business. We don't know exactly what it'll be. Did you think they're going to be successful? Do you guys? Because I definitely think they'll be successful.
This is what I think. I think they're both extremely intelligent, extremely well educated, and I think that they're well spoken. And I think they have a platform with this show.
Absolutely.
So I think the world's their oyster.
And they definitely seem like they are the yin to the yang. They kind of mesh well, and I think a business between them two is going to be super successful.
It's not like two cooks in the kitchen. It's cook and then the server. I don't want to call her server, but you know,
perfect.
She's the face.
No, like he's the entertainer. Food, you know? The entertainer.
Yeah,
she knows how to host an event and everything. So we
learned that they have a business opportunity. We also learned that Ben is sticking around. Get planned. Nipples, girls.
She was hooked with the nipples.
I was confused by that. Like, was it the one that was? He was like, okay, I'm in love with her.
I mean,
like,
that
nipple is just great.
Girls,
like,
girls, if you want to hook the guy, just the nipples.
Come on. Have more respect for yourself, ladies.
And we also know that they're definitely so. We're going to see
they live
Ben
together on Los Olas, looking out on the water. I know exactly where that is.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
They're very cute. I think they're really cute, and best of luck to them.
Absolutely.
Two peas in a pod.
Speaking of Ben, I just had written down in giant letters that Chilean sea bass looked amazing.
Of course it did.
And I think that all the women were really happy with the charter.
Yeah. Of course.
And we're still going to see more of them, but they seem to be low maintenance. Seem to be very sweet ladies.
They just seem to be happy to be there. Yeah. You know.
Which is what you like to see.
Yeah. Right. Not the whole, I've got money and we're making money while we're on this yacht.
Just they're having a great time. Yeah, they worked hard. Enjoying it.
Yeah. I liked how Nico called them the woohoo ladies, though, because they literally were like, I love you. You're so great. It definitely reminded me of my sorority house.
Yes, I was going to say, sorority house and just
Kappa Kappa Gamma. Shout out.
20 plus years down the road. Mm-hmm. But that's fun. It brought me back. Yeah. So
I wanted to drink champs with them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Bravo, if you're watching, listening, we can definitely be on. We can be guests. We can be like charter guests.
We'll bring our significant others. We'll be so fun, entertaining. I'll bring the drama. I don't care. No. I love you guys.
I'll get wasted. It happens.
Oh, yeah, same here. So two drunks and a...
And a guy.
Okay. Oh, I had a question for you guys, actually.
Thank you.
James can come, too, by the way. You're in. James, come on the boat.
Yeah. I hate boats.
You're coming. That means you're coming. You're definitely coming now.
Yep.
Now you're the drama. You're going to get seasick.
I'm not a fan of cruises at all. I don't get seasick. I just don't like boats.
Oh, so exciting. I still like you.
Wait, but so I had a major question.
Go for it.
Did you guys think that Kelly should have sent Kyle in to apologize to Sierra?
I thought it was the high road.
It seemed like Kelly wasn't there to see the seriousness of how they interacted. So I think Kelly's just trying to get through the end. And again, he's kind of stuck in the rock and a hard place. No matter what he chooses, it's going to be
And if it
not
affects
right.
the charter, Captain Lee's going to notice and it's going to come down on Kelly. I think it was very admirable of Kelly to say, hey, take the high road.
I also understand Kyle's frustration because like Kyle feels like he's being taken advantage of. Like, why do I have to go
especially
apologize?
Especially right after it happened. But simmer.
I do feel like maybe Kelly overstepped a little bit in the sense that let them work it out as adults. I think things have to cool, have to simmer. You know, let people kind of figure out their own timing, not be like, go right in and apologize right now. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was actually afraid that was going to escalate the situation.
I think it was a no-win situation.
Yeah.
But you did see that Kyle talked to Sierra, even though it was about trying to make her do something or help out at least. And
yeah, they could. That's what I mean. They were fine working together. So I didn't really think it was going to be that big of a... I don't know. I just wondered about that, what you guys thought.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was the best.
I was always taught to take the high road, even if you are at fault. You go and you say, I'm sorry, or you say, hey, I messed up.
Yeah.
We probably should have communicated like this, so.
Yeah.
I guess take the high road.
You're such a class act.
So, we're going to do...
from my daddy.
We're going to do predictions, but do we have anything else before predictions?
Predictions.
I mean, what do we think?
I mean, we pretty much...
Oh, how hilarious was Kelly with saying that the boat, that the pool is only... That was one of my favorite.
I literally laughed so much because he was like,
"The boat or the pool is just for
toddlers to
elders
to waddle around,
yeah. so they don't float away."
Yeah, exactly.
He was like "Are you gonna make me get the pool out?"
Yeah, they should have mentioned the pool.
I literally laughed out loud, like really too loud for that moment. But I thought it was hilarious. His awkward energy was hilarious. And because he's like not the sharpest tool in the shed, but he like thought he was getting away with something and pulling this amazing maneuver, and it was like not that big of a deal. I don't know, I thought that was really funny.
Okay. I'm there.
So prediction?
All right, let's do predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, that's a new one. Oh, never mind, there it is. Double trouble.
Double predictions. Double trouble predictions.
This is
basically our last set of predictions, so make it good, ladies.
Ben and Emily are going to get married.
Wow, okay.
That's the best prediction, and it's so spot on. I definitely agree. They're definitely going to get married, and they're definitely going to have successful business together. I also think that Sierra and Kate are going to get into it because Sierra is like dishing it out a lot.
No, I don't.
And I think Kate's over it. And then it looks like Ben and Kate are going to get into it too. I wrote down in my notes too that they had in the past had this love hate relationship, and now it's purely hate. Like, they're
Ben
just
and,
on
Ben
each
and
other's, last nerve. And,
oh, because they were, like, openly, like, I look at your face and I hate you.
I thought they were joking, but I think it's actually,
it was,
really,
like, deep-seated.
They're, like, really annoyed at each other.
That was uncomfortable.
I think Kate's more frustrated than Ben.
Yeah.
Like, I think Ben can check
Ben,
his.
Well, yeah, I agree. But I think, yeah, you're definitely right. I think she's annoyed because she's having to watch this happy couple, and we all know that she's now no longer with Rose, so she's obviously not that happy. Yeah.
You know, I didn't, before I say my prediction, I was going to ask Ben, who is worse, Trevor or Danny from last Mediterranean?
Oh, that's a good question.
But I didn't. I was thinking that.
But he was definitely. But you remember he liked Danny.
I know he did, and I think he didn't really. He wasn't. He didn't like Trevor.
Yeah.
I think at first he tried to stand up for him, but then it was like, I forgot that Trevor even existed on this.
That's how long the season's been, really.
Dang.
My prediction would just
he
be that
he still picked his nose and ate it. That was the grossest thing ever.
And then Sierra picked a wedgie in this episode, which was like,
My prediction would just be that I agree that if Ben and Emily have business, that's going to be successful.
Yeah.
And
you can only hope that it, you know.
No, but I think just knowing they're seeing them and their work ethics.
Yeah. And listening to the chemistry.
Ben is a perfectionist, too.
Like, some type of catering, and Ben's really good at that.
I mean, he could cook average dishes on this ship and get away with it. He never does. No. He always challenges himself, and somebody like that is going to be a success.
He always takes... He's got a good switch where he turns it on when it's time to work, and he also turns on the let's have a good time and let's everyone enjoy it. He's got good energy for a group setting.
Once he leaves work,
which I appreciate,
work is gone. You know, he doesn't let work affect his personal life.
Yeah, they're the type of people that you just want to hang out with because you know you'd get along with them.
So that's why we're planning a trip to Florida.
So we will. So thank you to everyone that joined us in the live chat and that joined us all season in the live chat. We still have one more episode, the final episode of Below Deck Season 4 coming next week. So definitely join us. We're going to have some guests. You can chat with us all the time on social media. My name is Michael Rippey. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips, and I'm always joined by the lovely ladies.
Angela Struck. You can find me on Twitter at the Angela Struck and on Snapchat. Instagram at Angela Struck. This is just too exciting, this episode.
I know, right? Hey, everyone, it's Madison Conklin. I started with Maddie, didn't I? You can call me Maddie or Madison, but you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Maddie Says This.
Thanks so much. We'll see you next week for the final episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.